kind of occurred to me that we didn't really know what we were all about as a business. Like, what was our purpose as a business? Why do we exist? Because the easy answer is, oh, the founder set it up because they want to make money, right? But that's one, not strictly true. Like, there's many other ways to make money. And two, you know, we need a vision that people can buy into. Even if we were removed from the business one day, this might still be a business that goes on for 20, 30, 40 years. It needs to have some kind of longevity to it. So me and my co-founder sat down and had a chat at first and just said, you know, let's ask ourselves some questions. What are we here to do? What is the purpose of the business? Who are we looking to help? What are our beliefs along that journey that we need to stick to? Things like this. And the purpose we ultimately came back to on our side, to give an example, is that our software is designed to help salespeople feel more motivated, to be more informed about how they're doing at work, so they can feel more comfortable in themselves and do better work. And we ultimately realized that it's not just salespeople we try and help. It's everyone involved in the sales process or a sales team, which extends to operations, to admin, to finance, you name it. Everyone's involved in some way. And so our ultimate kind of purpose statement, at least at the minute and how it's looking, is something along the lines of, we're helping people to feel more motivated, informed, and capable in their professional lives. And all the software that we build has to appeal towards that vision. We had a kind of values workshop earlier this year, which we're now looking at again and saying, well, we came up with these 20 statements that people really liked. It was things like, you know, don't be horrible to customers, be respectful to each other, but don't be afraid to challenge one another, have fun in everything that you do, things like that. So at some point, once the team comes back from furlough, we'll probably use the first month to have about 8 workshops, 2 a week, to go through what are our values, what's the purpose that we all believe in, why are you still here working in this business, what kind of people do we want to hire, who do we not want to hire in future, what is the product aim that we currently have, you know, what's our goals for the next 18 months or so, get everyone brought into that. And then from there, it's a case of saying every single quarter, let's agree OKRs that step towards those objectives. The company, and it's my job to lead that vision forwards. Like, what happens with the product we've currently got is his choice. He's the product guy. I want to hand it off to him as best I can. And ultimately, just because I've set out this goal of saying, here's the revenue targets we've got to hit, here's what the product needs to be able to kind of feel like to customers, here's how our brand has got to be received, it's then entirely up to him if he turns around and goes, well, we've got one product and one product is enough. Or if he turns around and goes, actually, we need 2 or 3 more. And 2 or 3 more products will help us really grow in the market. We can definitely hit that purpose a lot better. It appeals into our values in the way that we want to do things. I'm going to leave that down to the team for the most part. Not to say that I'll remove myself from that process. I'll still be in the conversation. But I don't want to sit here as the CEO and be the one who's saying all the time, let's go and build a new product today. Let's go and do that tomorrow. Let's go and improve this part of our existing products today. Like, that's just not really what I should be doing.